The following is an audio version of an article published at Mushi.com. Mushi.com publishes health news, medical research, science discoveries, and comprehensive information on all major health issues. And now, the article. Common misdiagnosis: most women believe they have a yeast infection when they don't. Most women who think they have a vaginal yeast infection are wrong, and may be doing more harm than good in treating their problem, says a St. Louis University researcher, who presented her findings recently. "Everything that itches isn't a yeast infection," said Susan Hofstetter, Ph.D., assistant professor of obstetrics, gynecology and women's health at St. Louis University School of Medicine and ASLUCR women's health nurse practitioner. "People keep treating themselves. They buy over-the-counter medicines for yeast infections or they call the doctor to get a prescription for medicine over and over again. Nearly three times out of four, they are treating themselves or calling a doctor for medicine to treat a problem they don't have," said Hofstetter, who co-directs the SLUCR Vulvar and Vaginal Disease Clinic, which specializes in treating women who have chronic pain, unhealthy discharges or skin problems in their vaginal area. "If you treat yourself and it never goes away, you shouldn't continue to treat yourself," Hofstetter said. "You're making a situation worse and you can get into cyclic episodes, where you think you have a yeast infection all of the time." Vaginal yeast infections are common. 3 out of 4 women have had one at some point during their lives. Symptoms include pain or discomfort during sex, burning, redness and swelling of the vaginal area, a thick, white cottage cheese-like discharge that doesn't smell bad, and pain during urination. Hofstetter analyzed the records of more than 150 new patients of the SLUCR Vulvar and Vaginal Disease Clinic, a specialty practice that sees women with recurrent vaginitis problems. These women thought they had yeast infections, however only 26% actually did. Their symptoms didn't correlate with the clinical evidence of a yeast infection, she said. The women reported itching and a vaginal discharge, which also could indicate an inflammation, dry skin tissues or a sexually transmitted infection. "These problems require a different treatment than the antifungal medicine given for a yeast infection." Her advice to women who think they have a yeast infection is to call their doctor or women's health nurse practitioner for an appointment. The physician or nurse practitioner will do a pelvic exam to detect swelling and unhealthy discharge. The health professional also may take a swab to get a specimen for a lab test, or to be examined under the microscope, to see if yeast is the true culprit. Women shouldn't just run to the drugstore if they think they have a yeast infection. "The optimal thing would be to be evaluated," Hofstetter says. Hofstetter discussed her findings recently at an education session presented by the International Society for the Study of Vulvovaginal Disease. Health information released by St. Louis University. Adapted and published by www.mushi.com. Originally released on September 16, 2007.